Hi guys, this is Julie and this is Semi-Balanced. I have with me a super special guest today. Her name is Leslie Lawanig. I might have mispronounced that, but she'll correct me if I'm wrong. She's a Reiki healer, an angel card reader, crystal healing. She does so much more. I'm going to turn the floor over to her. And hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And yes, you said my name correctly. Not many people can say it correctly.
I was like, I wonder if I got this right. But that's awesome. I'm turning the floor over to you. And I brought her on today because she intrigues me and her light is so bright. But I'm going to have her just take off and tell you guys what she does and how she lets her light shine so bright in this world. So, Leslie, you can take it away.
Okay, thank you so much. Hi, everyone. So my name is Leslie, and I am a Reiki practitioner. I also do card healings and crystal healings. Reiki is basically an ancient technique that clears the energy that no longer serves you in order for you to reclaim balance and clarity of your mind, your body, and your spirit. Along with my Reiki healing, I also do card readings, which involves fairy readings, dolphins, angels, masters, and goddesses. So those are the deck of cards that I work with on a regular basis. I do them every morning for myself, and I also do them for other people, and they have great messages for people who really want to receive messages from their spirit guides. So those are the things that I do. I also work with a lot of crystals, and I incorporate those crystals with my Reiki healing because I think they're basically, to me, I feel like they're intertwined. You can't get a Reiki healing without working with crystals because the crystals basically energizes the body with the energy that you need. And that's what Reiki basically is. So I guess I would start with how I got into all of this in the first place, my spiritual journey. So I started really going into my spiritual journey in my 20s, although I have always known that I had a spiritual gift ever since I was a young person, a young girl. I've always sort of seen spirits and I never really understood why and why they would come to me. And I used to get very scared when I used to see them. I mean, I used to see them like by my bed. I would wake up in the middle of the night and would just like see random spirits. And I did not understand why they were there, what they're trying to do. But as I got older, I realized that these are light beings that have gone away that are still here on our plane because they have unresolved issues. And usually those type of spirits gravitate towards people who have a lot of light in them because they need that light. And so I realized that and understood that as I got older, but I didn't know how to deflect it. So I think in my spiritual journey, as I've grown into my spiritual realm, I think I've learned to make my aura stronger. So I don't attract just any type of spirit. I just now attract whatever I need to attract in my life. So by the age of 25, that is basically where I found my spiritual community through my yoga, through my meditation. And that's also when I became a Reiki practitioner in 2007. I've met a lot of people along the way that really helped me throughout my spiritual journey, including a Jewish shaman who really was very inspirational for me. I worked with her a lot and I learned through her the shamanic arts. And she taught me a lot about shamanic journeys, which I actually just did a shamanic journey with her last week and it was really amazing. Also, I practiced the Rising Star Healing Modality, which was taught by spiritual teacher and wellness expert, Derek O'Neill. And through Derek O'Neill's circle, I also met a lot of other people that introduced me to AMA, So many of you who don't know Amma, she is a Hindu guru who is known globally as the Hugging Saint. For many years, I have served her community through her soup kitchen. Her organization is an international network of charitable organizations, which is active in 40 plus countries, collectively known as Embracing the World. So she does a lot of work. Mm-hmm. She comes into New York every year in July, and she goes to the Javits Center, and this woman just would hug everyone for a few days. She doesn't even go to the bathroom. Like, seriously, she's a living saint, and she just like hugs you, and her hugs are really powerful. I never thought that she was real at first until I actually experienced her. And I remember the first time I met her, I was online to get a hug from her, and I'm like, I don't know if she's for real. So I said to myself, if she's real, she'll be able to read my thoughts and she'll be able to give me an answer. So when she came to give me my hug, before she gave me the hug, I asked her a question. And my question was, at the time, of course, it's about love. And I asked her, should I stay with my boyfriend at the time? So she gave me a hug, and she's supposed to whisper Sanskrit stuff into your ears, like to kind of imbue like whatever it is that she wanted to imbue in you. So when she gave me a hug, she didn't say anything in Sanskrit. She gave me a hug and she whispered in my ears and she said, no, 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 which was my answer whether or not I should stay with my boyfriend at the time. And ever since then, after that hug, so many things has happened where I saw why I shouldn't be with him, because her whole purpose is basically for you to open your eyes to see what it is that you need to see for you to be able to do what you need to do for your highest good.
Right.
So that was my first experience with her. And that's why I became involved in her organization in her soup kitchen, which was once a month. And I would just go there and I would just do this as, you know, to serve people, because it was something that made me feel good and it made me feel connected to her. So that was also one of the things that I did throughout my spiritual journey up until now. Now, like, I'm just basically doing healings and trying to give light to people who need it. So that is where I'm at right now. So I guess now getting into the spiritual work of things, I will discuss exactly what Reiki is and what it does and how it helps a person in their spiritual journey as well as their enlightenment. So basically, Reiki is, it means spiritual energy. Rei, R-E-I, is, it means spiritual, and Qi, or Qi in China, or Prana in yoga, is the energy. So that's where Reiki comes from. Reiki is done by placing the hands on or near the individual that you're trying to heal. It could be on the person or a little bit on top of them. It doesn't, you know, it depends on what the person you're healing is comfortable with. And it's basically the Reiki practitioner runs that Reiki energy on the person. And this energy is the light force that permeates from the universe. It's an energetic transmission from one person to the other. So basically, a Reiki practitioner acts as a conduit of energy. So the Reiki practitioner basically accesses the energy that's already available within the universe and transmutes that energy onto the person that they're healing. So that's how Reiki basically kind of works. The process of it, basically, as I've said, is just laying your hands, and it's a spiritual healing that's considered to be metaphysical, a metaphysical phenomenon. I mean, anybody can pretty much do it, but you have to get attuned. You have to get empowerment in order for you to be able to do it. Like I said, the practitioner acts as a conduit of energy, and basically, the Reiki works with you to restore energetic balance, and it repairs it repairs things like blockages and holes in your auras. A lot of times when we drink too much alcohol or you do drugs or you have so many negative forces around you that you're not aware of, that causes holes in our auras. And if you have holes in your auras, it doesn't make you feel whole. So you're always, that's why people turn to addiction, because there's something missing. There's like holes in their auras, in their chakras, that makes them want to do all of these things that's not good for them. that's why people get diseases, because a disease is when your body feels not at ease. You know, like a disease forms when you have so much negativity inside of you and it has nowhere to go. That negativity turns into a disease, and then your body is not at ease. And that's what disease is. And Reiki basically helps you clear all that negative energy. Now, I'm not going to say that Reiki can be substituted for medication, because it's not. It's not an alternative for medication, but it's something that you can do to help yourself speed up your healing process so that you won't have to take that medication, hopefully, later on. Right. So it works internally. I think that everything that we need to do to heal ourselves, we have to do the work inside out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's one of the purposes of Reiki. It also helps alleviate suffering, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. But really what it is, it really helps unblock blockages. I think that is the most important thing about what people should know about Reiki. And it also feeds energy into your chakras to make you feel whole again. And it also enhances personal and spiritual education and helps a person to their path of enlightenment. I think also if you're very spiritual and you just really want to get to your spiritual path, doing Reiki will help you get there. So let's see. I think that's about it for the benefits of it in terms of that. As a Reiki practitioner, people, I think, have to be careful that they go to the right practitioner. People may say that they're a Reiki practitioner, but they may not. So in order for a person to become a Reiki practitioner, they have to get an attunement, which is an initiation. And basically during this initiation process, that is when the transformation of the energy field, which is your aura, opens up and it clears and connects the recipient to the ability to be able to use that universal energy, and it becomes permanent. So once a person becomes a Reiki practitioner, the energy that is imbued in them, in their system, in their body, or whatever you want to call it, it becomes permanent. That energy is always going to be with that person, no matter what happens, whether they're a practitioner or not anymore. If they decide not to use it, that energy will always be a part of them. So attunements, when you get a Reiki healing and the person is being attuned to you, that attunement can be felt as energy waves, subtle energies. You could also feel it as heat. Whenever I do these healings on people, people sometimes also, they fall asleep, because it puts you in such a relaxed mode, because your body is so relaxed and it's getting all this energy that it needs, that your body just relaxes. It's kind of like doing a meditation almost. And people just, sometimes they just fall asleep and they wake up and they're like, oh, are we done? but it's because they become so relaxed that their energy is actually taking it in. And when I give these healings, a lot of people say that they feel some sort of heat. And I actually can feel the heat coming out of my hands when I do the healings, because it's the energy that's going through, coming out of my body and into the person. Oh. So that's usually what a person would feel when they're getting a Reiki healing. And like, that's usually the experience. Some people won't feel anything at all. But then there are a lot of people that would feel the heat, would pass out, not pass out, but fall asleep as right. if they're in a meditation mode. So Reiki is very healing in a, you know, in a very spiritual and internal way. So with Reiki, it works on your seven chakras. It works on all of your body. I mean, Reiki has a lot of energy points that you can do to heal certain things within a person's ailments or whatever it is that they need healing with. But usually the Reiki is associated with your seven chakras. There are right now, I mean, in the past, it's always been seven chakras, but lately in our new age, people are actually saying that there's 12 chakras, but I'm not going to go into the 12 chakras. I think the seven chakras are the most important ones. Mm-hmm. So your seven chakras basically are your wheels of energy that spin around constantly. That's, you know, constantly moving, constantly working in a spiritual level. And these chakras, it starts from your spinal column, from the base of your spinal column to the top of your head.
Right.
And these chakras are continuous motions, and it relates to a specific color and vibrational frequency. They have the power to vitalize your body and your mind, and the spinning action draws in an energy referred to as the universal life force. So like I said earlier, that universal life force is also known as Qi in China, Prana in yoga, and with Christians, it's known as light.
Okay.
So that's basically the seven chakras, but also I wanted to talk about your chakra and your aura. So each layer of your aura is said to correspond to a different chakra. So you have your seven chakras, and those seven chakras emit your aura. Okay. So if your chakra is not balanced, it will show it in your aura. That color will be very small in your aura. If something is dominating your aura, let's say you're super tired and you've just been going and going and going, your aura color will be the most dominant, which is your red, because that's your root chakra. Okay. So when you're tired, your root chakra and probably your sacral chakra will be very bright because you're using up so much of that energy. So that's kind of the difference between your chakra and your aura. So when I'm doing the Reiki healing, the Reiki actually helps energize your chakras, bringing balance and improving your aura. Okay. So that's one of the benefits of Reiki healing. So your aura also, you can think of it as subtle luminous light fields, like energy fields that surrounds the person. So it's affected, your aura is affected by environment, by your mood, by your intent, by your, how you communicate with people, the people that you surround yourself with, that all affects your aura. That's why a lot of people, you know, you have to be very careful who you mix your energies with. You know that saying? Because if you're hanging around people that are toxic, it's going to affect your aura, and it's also going to affect your life.
Yes, it is.
So you have to be very protective of your aura. And if you're going to continue to hang around people that are toxic, then you need to protect yourself and wear jewelry like I do that can help protect you and can enhance like certain emotions that you want. Like, for example, I am wearing a rose quartz necklace right now, and also a citrine. The rose quartz brings calm, it brings love, and the citrine gives you energy and it opens you and gives you opportunities. So,
okay.
This is an opportunity right now that you're giving me. And this rose quartz that I'm wearing is the love that I'm trying to give out there to the universe and to whoever is listening to this to help them somehow on their path. So that is the chakra and the aura. Let's see. So I guess maybe we can talk about your seven different chakras, and just to kind of talk about a little bit of what they're responsible for and what they do. But also I want to bring up your aura also changes every 2 weeks. So your, I just want to make it clear, your left side, I don't know if people know this, but just so people know, your left side receives and your right side gives. So whenever you're working with crystals, I tend to like to hold like a black obsidian, something black that observes that negative energy, because that negative energy travels from your left side and then it comes out on your right. So if your right hand receives whatever it is you want to receive, whether it's money, work with the green crystal like this. Okay. And hold it. And if you're working with crystals with generators, I was talking about generators in my last post on my IG page. And basically with generators, it just accesses the energy faster. So if you are working on your left hand, you want the generator to face you because you want the energy to go up.
Okay.
And then when you want to work with something to come out, you put it on your right hand and the generator point needs to go out away from the body.
Okay.
So that's how you basically can work with crystals. But like I said, your aura always changes, usually about 2 weeks. So whatever is coming in will come out in 2 weeks. So you can always change your aura and make it better and make it stronger by working with crystals and also doing the work, the energy work. So I guess we'll start, we'll talk about the seven chakras. So the first chakra that I wanted to talk about is your root chakra. The root chakra is associated with the color red and it's in the base of your spine. And the root chakra basically is what grounds you. It's your survival instincts. So it's also your energy, your basic needs like food and shelter and sleep. And if this chakra is not balanced, it creates a lot of anxiety. It can also cause nightmares. It can cause fears because that's how you'll know that your root chakra is not balanced. In order for you to balance it, you can, since it's a root chakra, you can ground yourself. And by grounding yourself, meaning gardening, working with nature, walking barefoot in nature, those are all things that can help you balance your root chakra because it has to do with like the roots, what grounds you. So that is your root chakra and that's the red color. Then we can go into your sacral chakra, which is an orange color. And for me, sacral chakra is really important. For women also, I think, because your sacred chakra affects your energy. And I think as women, you know, when we get our monthly, monthly, you know, that affects our energy. And for me, whenever that happens to me, I get super tired to the point where I can't even move sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, like it really, really affects me. So with me, I always tend to wear carnelian, something orange, because your sacral chakra is associated with the color orange. So I like to use and wear carnelian crystals because that helps me with my energy. It gives me more energy. Excuse me. And your sacral chakra is above your pubic bone and below your navel. And this is associated with your passion, your pleasure, your enjoyment, and also your sexual feelings and emotions. So that has a lot to do with that. It also governs your reproduction and it mentally governs your creativity and emotionally governs joy. So when you're not feeling happy, that's because your sacral chakra is probably not balanced. Also, it has to do with your relationships with other people and your ability to be able to express them. So if that's not balanced, that also causes a lot of depression and sometimes obsession. So that's how you know that it's unbalanced. Then we'll go into your solar plexus, which is a yellow color, which is associated with citrine. And I love citrine. That's actually one of my favorite crystals to work with. And this has a lot to do with your willpower, your sense of self, your ego, as well as your energy. If it's not balanced, it could also lead to obsessive behavior, uncontrolled emotional outbursts, low self-esteem, and anger. So we have to watch out for that. And to me, just working with this crystal, the citrine crystal, really, really helps me out a lot. And then we'll go into your heart chakra, which is a green color, but you can also work with pink colors. Like I always work with a rose quartz that heals with your heart. So your heart chakra is obviously located in your heart area. And this has a lot to do with your love and your self-care and the way that you treat other people. This is where love is. This is where compassion is, intimacy, understanding. And so if that's not balanced, that's when people tend to be angry. They tend to be jealous. They tend to be suspicious of their significant others. They have problems with intimacy. They may fear intimacy. So that's when you know that you have an unbalanced heart chakra because you're not letting love in. And, you know, I think that's a lot of the problems that people have. Love. And love is the biggest energy that exists in our universe. Right. And we need a lot of it. So I think working with your heart chakra with rose quartz really helps. It's something that I've mentioned that I always work with. I also have like this really cute heart-shaped rose quartz.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah. So then we're also going to go into your throat chakra, which is the color blue. And throat chakra has a lot to do with your communication, how you communicate to people. If you can even communicate to people, it's also your expression and the way that you speak. Now, people with public speaking problems, that's something that they need to work with, their throat chakra, because that's a fear that they have. And people who are compulsive liars, those are people that need to work with that chakra because, you know, they can't be truthful. They can't speak their truth. They have to constantly lie. So there's an imbalance with mm-hmm. that throat chakra. And that's an overactive chakra when you're lying and you're aggressive and gossiping and you have difficulty communicating. Those are all associated with an unbalanced throat chakra. If you're a balance, if you have balance with your throat chakra, then that means you're a really good listener and you can speak well that others will actually listen to you. So that is it for the throat chakra. We'll move on to your third eye. So your third eye is between your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And that has a lot to do with your, your intuition. And this is associated with the color indigo. Now, I'm not sure if people know about indigo adults and indigo children. Is that something that you've ever heard of?
Yeah, I do not know.
Okay. So the reason why the third eye is associated with the indigo color, because it's associated with indigo adults and indigo children. For those people who don't know what indigo adults and indigo children are, these people came into the world probably around the 70s and the 80s. And these people came into this world to raise the energy in the universe. And they are basically naysayers. They reject the norm, bringing in light, bringing in a new way of thinking. So they say that Barack Obama is considered an indigo child because he is not the norm. You know, right. He was the first Black president. He is also the way that he thought about things, the way that he wanted to do things was very different from his predecessors. So basically that is what an indigo child is. A lot of times as an indigo child, they feel very much not associated with everyone because their mentality, they're in a different consciousness. So that's also another thing about indigo people. And I mean, I can get into it so much more because there's also indigo children, there's rainbow children and crystal children. And all of these kids are bringing being brought into the earth now in order to raise the vibration level of the universe. So they come in with different consciousness, a higher consciousness, not the consciousness that our parents were probably born with, because, right, you know, our parents were probably born in a consciousness where there were ego-filled, ego-driven, not in a higher consciousness that most people are kind of starting to learn more about now. So, okay, I don't want to talk too much about it. I just wanted to explain what the indigo children are.
Yeah, that was definitely something I wanted to know. Thank you.
But the third eye is also associated with your pineal gland, which is your intuition. And I've read somewhere that people who are highly intuitive tend to wake up in the middle of the night between the hours of 3 to 6, because that is the time when your pineal gland is most active. So a lot of intuitive people, a lot of people that, you know, are intuitive usually tend to wake up between 3 to 6. And that pretty much is me. I'm always up, and I don't never understood why, but that, yeah. So yeah, you're very highly intuitive because your pineal gland is highly overactive. And that's when it does that, around that time between 3 to 6. So you are probably also an indigo child and you don't even know it.
Right. Well, that's, you were saying that and I got chills on my arm and I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm supposed to be hearing this. So thank you.
So the third eye, as I've said, is associated with the indigo color, and it's between your eyebrows. This is your intuition. This is your perception, your sixth sense, your knowledge. If you're balanced with your third eye, then that means you're able to have wisdom, you're intuitive, and you're able to guide yourself and others in the right path, because you're able to see through things, you're able to see through people, you're able to see through situations. So it helps you and it helps others as well. When you have a very overactive third eye, that's when you become intolerant. That's when you become judgmental. You don't have empathy for other people. You don't have common sense. And your understanding of the spiritual things, you just don't have it. You don't want to have it. So that's when you know that you have an imbalance. And also, this causes a lot of headaches and forgetfulness in people if you're not working with your third eye. And now the last chakra is the crown chakra. And that is associated with the color violet, and that is at the crown of your head. And this is all about your higher self, your connection with the higher beings, the mystical oneness, the self-realization. So your crown chakra, when you're in balance, also can cause a lot of depression. It can cause you a loss of faith in spirits or yourself or with everything that you're doing. It causes anxiety and also dissatisfaction with your life. Whenever I meditate, I usually put a lot of crystals on all of my chakras to help enhance it. And I find that this selenite crystal, I love working with this crystal, and I like to put it like on the crown of my head.
Okay.
Because it helps you connect to your spirits and to your higher self. And it helps you, if you are meditating, it gives you answers because you're connected. You're trying to connect to the divine. Right. So selenite is a really great crystal for me to work with. There's also like crystal towers that are selenite, but selenites, you cannot wash them. You can't put it in water because it's made of salt. So it'll melt if you put it in water. Mm-hmm. So that's like something to know. But if your crown chakra is balanced, you have inner peace. And when you have that inner peace, it just makes you feel whole as a person, rather than when it's blocked, you feel a lack of purpose for your life, for yourself. And that's probably what causes a lot of mental illnesses, because you're not connected with yourself and you're not awakened to your truth, you know?
Right.
So that is what I usually do when I do my healings. But on top of my healings, before I do any type of healing, I like to give the divine love healing, which is basically, it's the Prema Agni fire of divine love, which was taught by Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is known as the divine father of the universe. He's from India, and he passed away a few years ago. But this is given to us by him in order for us to give love to each other. So this symbol basically opens your heart chakra so love can flow in and out of you. So I like to give that healing prior to giving Reikis, prior to doing my card readings, because that helps open up a person, whether or not the person believes in it or not, it does work in a spiritual level.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's pretty much what Reiki is. That's pretty much what I do to try to help others and to spread love.
Beautiful.
But I also do the readings, which if you'd like, I can give you a little mini reading and you can get an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Let my listeners see what it's about.
Okay, so I will work with 6 decks, and I will start with the fairies, the dolphins, and the mermaids, the angels, ascended masters, and the goddesses. And we'll do a 3 deck reading for each deck. So basically, these are things that your spirit guides and your angels want you to know for the next 3 months.
Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah.
So I will just need your full name, if you don't mind, so I can start the reading.
Julie Marie Martins.
Julie Marie Martins. Okay. One second.
Okay, so this is the angel deck?
Yeah, sorry, my phone is
It's okay.
If we can see.
Okay, so this is the angel deck, and the angel deck is like...
This is actually the fairy deck. So these are what the fairies want you to know.
Okay.
Okay. So the first card that came out is the kindness card. So which means that you're probably a very kind person. And if you continue to do kind things to other people, that kindness that you give out into the universe will be given back to you threefold. So in the next 3 months, try to continue being kind. You know, it's sometimes it's hard when people are nasty.
I never have a problem with that. That's not a problem.
Well, I think that's why this card came out, because you're genuinely a kind person.
Yeah.
And your kindness is going to come back to you in so many ways if you just continue with it, even if, you know, sometimes we don't want to be kind. It's human nature. The next card is beauty. So it's telling you that you are beautiful inside and out, and don't you forget that. If you've been feeling not good about yourself, don't feel that way, because you're a beautiful person and that beauty permeates out of your aura. So remember that you're a beautiful person inside and out, no matter how other people make you feel, what other people tell you, or what society tells you, because we live in a world right now where people always, you know,
it's really rough. You know, you have to give love when they're giving, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
But it takes a toll sometimes. You're right.
It does. It does. Sometimes people don't people are not always even as happy as they make it seem to be on their Instagram pages. So it's like, you know, and they do so many touch-ups on themselves. It's not even their real selves. So no matter how great these people look on Instagram, know that you are beautiful, no matter what society tells you or what other people tell you. The last card in the deck is telling you that there's a lot of family harmony in your life right now. So when it comes to family, in the next 3 months, there's a lot of harmony. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of getting along. So don't worry about anything that has to do with family, because any problems or issues, it's all going to be resolved because there's a lot of family harmony going on.
That's beautiful.
Okay, that's then we're going to go into the other deck of cards, which is also my fairy cards, but it's a different deck. So we will do that right now. I'm sorry, Julie Marie Martins. Marie Martins, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I did this, the daughter card came out. Do you have a daughter?
I have two daughters, yes.
Okay, so you were asking about, did you ask a question about your daughter when I did this reading?
There's my oldest daughter. I just tend to worry about. So I did kind of, she's always on my mind. So maybe unintentionally sent that out there. But I do have a daughter that I worry about.
Okay, so that card, the daughter card came out. I didn't even pull it out. It just came out. So which means that it's a confirmation that you are thinking about your daughter, but it also is a confirmation not to worry about your daughter. She is fine. She is protected.
I know
she's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know she is. She's a tough girl. So
okay. So this is a confirmation for you that your daughter is fine. She's doing great. You don't have to worry about her.
Okay.
So the next card is telling you to get some exercise. So I'm not sure if you've been working out, if you're not working out.
No, I have, but I will get more. I've been working long hours, so I have been slacking, and I've been just like taking just a sunset walk on the beach.
Oh,
so I haven't really been doing my normal. So I can get
I get. So getting some exercise, I mean, you don't have to do 5 days a week, maybe once a week or twice a week, whatever you can, because getting some exercise basically makes your body stronger. It makes your mind stronger. It releases stress and toxins from your body. So I think maybe this card just came out just to
remind
you, remind you that exercise will do you good when you come into stressful moments or days where you're just like, oh my God, like I just can't take this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what the fairies are trying to tell you, that sometimes, you know, once you get to those days, a nice, good exercise will help you. So the next card is marriage. So either you're married, you're planning on getting married, or if you are married,
I'm planning.
You're
on married. Yeah,
you are. Oh,
yeah, we are planning.
Is this in the next 3 months?
It's not in the next 3 months, but just with COVID, we just didn't know, and so we didn't, you know. And then his daughter got engaged, so you know, we're just like. It's okay. If when it happens, it happens, you know?
Well, this card is confirmation that you are going to get married, and this is a blessed union. So this is a really good card for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is a celebrated wedded bliss. Okay, so congratulations on that. And I hope everything, you know, you get all the venues and everything that you want for your wedding, which I think you will, because that card coming out is confirmation that it's going to be a great wedding.
Yeah, I just want a simple beach wedding. Just nice. A super simple, barefoot, one flower in my hair. Just I don't need all the stuff. I don't need
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a simple girl.
See, I want an extravagant wedding, yeah. Whatever that's going to be. But hey, it's a wedding. It's, yeah. You know, wedding is a sign of two people coming together, two souls connecting.
Joining. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And when you, yeah.
I know he's my soulmate. Like, I know it in my bones. So, it's just been amazing. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to find somebody that you can connect in a soul level.
Yeah.
And I think connecting in a soul level is the most important part of being in a relationship, because if you're not connected in a soul level and you're just connected through outside forces, the way that you look or physical attraction, over time that fades.
Deteriorates. Yeah. Yes. You have nothing to stand on. You're yeah.
I mean, it's really hard to find someone. When you do find it, it's a blessing for both of you. And, you know, I think I did something about soulmates versus twin flames also. So I'm not sure if you have heard the difference between the two.
Yeah, no,
but it's great to read about it. Yeah. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we are going to go into my Mermaids and Dolphins deck.
Okay. I just love the name of that deck. So this is great.
I mean, I love mermaids. You know, if you want to connect with mermaids, you can always go into the ocean and connect with them.
I mean, I'm here on the ocean, so.
Yeah, I mean, I like to do a lot of purification and a lot of spiritual cleansing. I mean, people probably think I'm crazy when they see me doing this, but I was just recently in LA, and I was with a friend of mine. We went to Laguna Beach, and I was just feeling so, you know, I just felt like heavy. And so I was like, you know, let's go to the beach. Let's get some flowers, white flowers, and rub it all over our bodies to cleanse us and get rid of all that negativity, and offer it to the ocean, the goddess ocean, the ocean goddess, which is Yemaya. So we did that. We offered it to her. And the next couple of days, like, I started feeling better. I like to do a lot of spiritual baths as well. And I like to work with a lot of flowers and herbs and just to cleanse your aura. Because you're like, beautiful. You know, like how I said earlier, your aura tends to get blocked. So you have to constantly cleanse your aura. And you can do that by crystals and by doing spiritual baths and working with herbs and flowers. So that's also something that I do for my clients. But anyway, sorry, we're getting off topic.
It's okay. It's totally okay. I'm enjoying this. This has been beautiful. Mermaids and dolphins, what do you got to say?
Okay. Okay. The first card is self-forgiveness. So if you've been feeling guilty, or you feel like, you know, you didn't do something, or like you have to forgive yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I know that. And I know what they're talking about. They're talking about me being rough on myself. I'm hard on myself. And I sometimes like do not talk the nicest to myself, which I know better. I do know better.
Mm-hmm. We all tend to do that sometimes. We're very much more like, critical of ourselves.
You could be in a moment and you're like, oh my God, you're so dumb. Seriously. Like, you know, and then you're like, oh, you know, did I really just say that to myself? But you don't go through, you know, I know what they're saying.
So you have to, so you also have to be careful of what you say. Like, don't say I'm so dumb, because that's going to lower your own frequency, your own vibrational level.
I know.
So you have to talk yourself up.
I know. I fall in these ruts sometimes, but I pop up real quick. So
yeah. Well, I mean, we're human. You're human. I'm human. Yeah. We're not perfect. We're perfect in God's eyes. We're his children.
Yeah.
So, but if we know that, then we can work on ourselves and better ourselves. So I think this card is just telling you, just don't be too rough on yourself. Yeah. Take it easy. Love yourself. Okay. The next card is saying self-employment. So I'm not sure if you work for yourself, but this card is telling you, or maybe you're trying to work on something on your own, an entrepreneurial venture that you're trying to do.
I've been thinking about it, but I wasn't too sure. And I'm like, oh, you know, and that this is where it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel too dumb, or I'm too like, I'm not good enough. Like that's what that comes in.
Right.
And so, yeah. Wow. Wow.
So this card is basically telling you that you are a born entrepreneur. And in the next 3 months, if you have been trying to decide whether or not you should do this entrepreneurial business or this venture or whatever it is that has to do with self-employment, this is something that you should probably look into in the next 3 months and see if you really want to do it. But it's in you. That entrepreneurial spirit is within you. And not everyone has that. Not everyone has that. So for you, for this card to come out and for you to, you know that, as you're saying now, is confirmation that you probably need to do something with that. So I would probably, you know, if I were you, I would look into it and do the research and see if you really want to do it, because I feel like this is something that you are meant to do. Okay. So the next card is tranquility. This card is basically telling you that you need to spend some time alone, to spend some time recuperating, doing some self-love, some self-care, whether it's taking a bath and filling it with flowers, filling it with crystals, filling and listening to therapeutic music and just relaxing. This card is all about self-care and relaxation, because you need to have that tranquility within yourself in order for your ideas to come.
Okay.
Ideas won't come to you if you're not and at peace with yourself. The best ideas come when you're all alone and when you're by yourself. So a lot of people, sometimes they like to spend a lot of time by themselves. A lot of creative people spend a lot of time by themselves. I like to spend a lot of time by myself because I need to get my energy back. That's how I get my energy back, by being by myself and just working on being peaceful. And that's when a lot of my ideas come to me. So this is telling you that you need some time to have some self-care, to indulge yourself and to have some solitude time just to be by yourself.
Okay.
Now we're going into the angel cards.
Okay.
Okay, so the child came out again, I think this is your daughter that you're worrying about. So this is, again, a confirmation that your child is okay. She is fine. She can take care of herself. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
So this is the second time the child came out. So this is confirmation. The next card is trustworthy guidance. I think that this is referring to me and to you.
Okay.
The guidance that you're getting and you're receiving is trustworthy and go with it, is basically what this card is saying. Don't, just trust it. Trust even your own guidance, what your own spirits are telling you. And, I think that's why also the other card came out where it says for you to have, what was it? Something about... Something, I forgot where it was.
Tranquility one?
Yeah, I think that was the one, yeah. So your trustworthy guidance, you have to have some tranquility in order for you to get that guidance.
Yeah.
And then the next card is ask. So maybe you're the type of person that never asks for help.
I never do.
You know, I know what you mean. I'm the type of person, I like to do stuff on my own. I need to solve my own problems. People always come to me for help. People always ask me to like help them with things, but I usually never ask for help because sometimes I just feel like I don't want to bother people.
Right.
Well, people can bother me.
Right. I know the feeling.
But this card, is saying that it's okay to ask. Asking is not a form of weakness. Asking for help is a form of strength because you actually have the strength to ask for the help. Hmm. It's not being weak. So in asking and giving, in the universe, we need to have a balance of giving and receiving. You can't give something and not get something back in return. There has to be a balance of giving and receiving. When you're the type of person that always gives too much, that's when a person starts to feel depleted of their own energy because they're not getting a balance of giving and receiving. You're giving too much and you're not receiving anything back. And that causes people to be depleted of their energy. So you have to learn to balance that giving and receiving, asking and receiving. It's not, and just know that asking is not a form of weakness. It's okay to ask for help and people will help you. If you're the type of person that always helps other people, why wouldn't anybody help you when you ask them for help?
Right.
And if people don't help you, then actually that tells you something about
something about them.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Now
we're going to go into the goddess cards.
Okay.
So that was the messages from your angels.
Okay.
You can, what just came to my head? You can ask your angels or your spirit guides for help. It doesn't necessarily have to be people. You can ask your spirit guides to help you and guide you with whatever question or whatever help it is that you need. So it doesn't have to be people that you can ask. It can be your angels and your spirit guides that can assist you with whatever help you need.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Okay, so Rhiannon, she is a sorcerer. I actually just, I'm doing a whole thing of Rhiannon this whole week. I think I'm doing it for like the next 7 or 8 days. She is a sorcerer. She is considered a Welsh goddess and she's associated also with the moon. We just had a full moon. When was it? I think it was last week.
Last week. I saw this on your page.
Yes,
you had that. Mm-hmm. You had her on there.
So with this card, basically, she is telling you that you can manifest You're a magical person and you can manifest all that you want because you are a magical person. You're powerful. And I don't know if you understand your power and if you understand that you are a person that can manifest your dreams, but this card is a confirmation that you can manifest anything you want with a clear intention. I think that's why this card also came out. Ask. I think your angels are telling you to ask for help in order for you to manifest your dreams or whatever it is that you want. And that's probably why you also need to have some tranquility in order for you to understand and realize, what do you want?
Yes.
What do you want to manifest? Is it this entrepreneurial business that you want to do? And if so, ask, because you can manifest it. That is what this card is saying. And then this card also came out, which is the Butterfly Maiden, which means that you're transforming. The Butterfly Maiden means that you're transforming. So whatever it is that you're trying to do, you're going to transform into something great, and it's going to bring you great big blessings. And then your True Love card came out, which is Guinevere, is saying that, and the Marriage card came out earlier. So they're both intertwined. This is your true love. This marriage is a blessed union, and it is your true love.
Aww. I believe so too, but that's great.
So yeah, I mean, these cards are really great cards. And they all are telling you a story of what you basically need to do. Let me just pull them all out so we have them all out here.
Yeah, that's crazy. And, they did tell
a story. And then I'm going to go through the last card, which is the Ascended Masters cards. All right. So this is the last deck of cards. So usually when I do these readings, I will either do, depending on what the client wants, I will do either a 3-month reading, a 6-month reading, or a full year reading. So it's basically what your spirit guides want you to know in the next 3 months, 6 months, or the whole year.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So the card that came out first is Nurture Yourself, which I believe is also intertwined with self-forgiveness, tranquility, and kindness. So these are all the cards that you got previously. And I think these are all intertwined.
Ooh. Yes.
To nurturing yourself.
I agree. I hear you. I understand it 100%.
Okay. So yes. Yeah, so nurture yourself, because that will help you with understanding your needs and also just giving yourself the energy that you need in order for you to go forward with what you need to do. The next card is a teacher. Now, this card could either be you or it could either be me. A teacher is somebody that teaches people and gives them knowledge. So if you feel like this card is about you, then maybe you need to spread your knowledge. You need to spread what you know so people can understand and learn from you as an individual and as a teacher. I'm not sure what kind of business you're going into, but I feel like the business you're doing has to do with teaching something, maybe. And if it is, then that is another confirmation.
I'm working on a book. I'm starting to write a book, Surviving Your Trauma.
There you go. So, teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is the car. That is a confirmation. And I knew it had something to do with your entrepreneurial business. It came to my head. That's why I'm like.
That got downloaded a couple weeks ago. The idea of starting, like, write a book. And literally that's all that kept going through my head. And I'm like, write a book on what? Like, what do I have to write a book on? And it just came to me when I was working, and it was like, oh, surviving my trauma. Okay. And it's just weird how, like, little things, like, I'll pick up on something and I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, got you, you know? So I just kind of run with it, but that's the latest, like, download that I got. And I felt, and I felt it so strong. Like, it was a really strong feeling. And I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to do this. So that's really funny that the teacher thing came up, because.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, go.
No, I mean, I was just going to say that is you were probably divinely guided into doing it, because you were asking. Remember, you had the asking card. You're asking, what am I going to write? What am I going to write? And then all of a sudden it just popped in your head. That's divine intervention. That's you're being divinely guided into what you should be doing. And I think that's why your angels are asking you to ask them for help. They will give you answers, and the answers that they give you, you'll probably either get in your dreams or in the waking time, like, you know, during the day, like, just by walking, you'll see signs. And, you know, you have to pay attention to all of these signs that your angels are giving you. But these are all intertwined. This reading is all about your marriage, your, you know, your personal life, your family, like, everything pretty much here is intertwined. Now, the last card on the deck is the white buffalo calf woman, and she's a Native American ascended master. And she is saying peace offering. So if you've had any type of arguments, or somebody that you didn't get along with is now trying to make up with you, this card is telling you to accept that peace offering, or it's telling you that somebody from your past or somebody you had an argument with is going to come to you and try to make peace with you.
Okay. That would be nice.
Yeah. So that's going to be coming. And all this reading is for the next 3 months. So if that doesn't happen today or tomorrow, expect that something could occur in the next 3 months.
Okay.
So that's your reading. I hope it resonates well with you. I hope you got a lot out of it, and I hope that it'll help you somehow.
I totally got a lot out of it, and it seemed like everything was all, like, together, like, everything had the same, like, reading almost.
Because they're all pretty much intertwined. I mean, I love doing card readings because they tell you a story.
Yeah, they do, and that's great. That's really great. I love that. Thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome.
I would love to ask you just a few questions that I ask all my guests on the podcast.
Okay.
They're just kind of like growing questions.
Okay.
So what is the greatest lesson you've ever learned in life?
The greatest lesson I've ever learned in life is never to judge anyone, because for me, everybody is in their own path, and nobody can judge anybody except for God. Everyone has to go through whatever it is that they have to go through. Everybody needs to do what they need to do, whether it's right or wrong. We all have to make our mistakes. If you don't make mistakes, you don't learn. And part of us being on this earth and on this plane is for us to learn. And that is part of our spiritual path. So people who judge other people, I think people should stop judging other people. And I think people should just accept them for what they are and wish that person the best, because hopefully the person who's doing you wrong will learn from their mistakes over time and learn that what they did was wrong. And hopefully they can change, because as I've said, we should not be judging other people because we are all on our paths. We all have to do what we need to do in order for us to get to the point where we need to be. So I think that is one of the best lessons I have learned in my life so far. And I know there's a lot more that I need to learn and I will learn, but so far I think that's the biggest lesson.
Yeah, life is just a lesson to, like, it's lesson after lesson. You just don't stop.
Yeah.
What are you learning now?
Right now, like for myself or like in general?
It could be for yourself. It could be for in general, however you would like to interpret the question.
Okay. Well, right now I'm learning how to read the tarot deck.
Okay.
That's a, like a personal level, but like on a spiritual level, what am I learning now? I'm learning to accept things for what they are and try not to control things. Because I think that when you try to control things, you block the flow of energy and you don't allow things to just naturally happen. I'm trying to learn not to control situations and control people and let people just be who they are. If people want to be with me, they can be with me. If they don't want to be with me, then don't be with me. Yeah. I'm not forcing anybody. At this point in my life, I cannot, you know, like I don't have the time. I'm older. I'm wiser, and I just don't have time for, for crap.
Yes, that's exactly, I'm with you, girl. Like, I know, once you hit a certain age, you're just like, I just don't have time for this anymore. Like,
yeah, and if it's something that I feel is toxic and it's not serving a purpose for me, then I will just leave a situation, I will leave a person, I will leave whatever it is I need to leave in order for me to find my own happiness, because I can't let anybody drag me down. And I feel as a healer, and I know a lot of healers feel this, a lot of healers tend to gravitate, or people tend to gravitate towards them who need healings, who are broken, who are lost. And I don't mind healing people. I don't mind helping people, but I don't like to be taken advantage of. So,
but he does. That's 100%. Yeah.
So, you know, I think I'm learning to just let people be the way they are. You know, if you want to be around me, great, be around me, but you need to respect me.
Good for you, girl.
Thank you.
How has failure shaped your life?
Failure is very disappointing, but I think I've learned to accept it just as I've learned how to accept everything else in my life. Without failure, you don't grow. So I think failure in a sense is good. It might be hard at the time when it's happening, but I feel that failure is a blessing in disguise. And whenever there's darkness, there's always light. So whenever you fail, you always get victory somehow, one way or the other later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I look at failure as a teacher.
Yes.
It really is. Who do you know that I should know?
Who do I know that you should know? Oh, wow. There's a lot of people I think that you should know within my spiritual community. I think that you should know my shaman. I think that you should know a friend of mine who is actually a really great tarot reader. Those are the two most important people. I'm sorry?
Who do you know that I don't know that you think listeners and whatever can shine? Like, who can I hold a light under and say, here, use this and shine?
I would say Mother Amma. I mean, for me, I really feel that she has helped me out a lot in my spiritual journey, especially when I was going through a rough time in my life. I think she really did change my energy. She opened me up and opened my eyes. If you are ready to change your life for the better, then, and you're open to that, then I think that Mother Amma is somebody that you should try to look into getting to know, and maybe, you know, not, I wouldn't say follow her, but I would look into her and see if she's somebody that you resonate with, because she does give a lot of light and a lot of energy out to people, and she gives it out willingly. She doesn't charge for it. It's free. And that's what love is. Love should be free. It should not be charged. And yeah, I mean, as I've said,
How do I find her?
Well, she hasn't been able to come to New York since, I think, 2019. But if you go on her website, I believe the website is Embracing the World, or if you just look up Hugging Saint Mother Amma, and you can see all the charities that she does. And I once a month, she actually, this just happened this Saturday, but it's usually the first Saturday of every month. She does a live television where she does her bhajans, she does her spiritual work, she gives out like spiritual lessons, and her bhajans are just really, really amazing. And it really like empowers you, and you really feel the vibrational energy through her music. And that's what the bhajans are all about. It's all about her singing, her music. And like music has an energy. It gives that vibrational energy. And her music really does resonate with me. And it, I feel the energy within her coming out.
Oh, right on. How can I add value to you?
How can you add value to me? I think you can add value to me by keeping in touch with me and sharing your lessons and sharing things. I think as individuals, we need to grow and learn from each other. So I think that would be a great way for me, for you to be able to shine light on me, and I can shine light on you.
Okay, right on. What has helped you the most on your healing journey?
I think having faith.
Having
faith has a lot to do with helping me in my journey, because without faith in myself, without faith within my spirit guides always being there for me and always helping me in my times of need, I don't think that I probably would be in a mental institute right now. This world that we live in is a crazy world, and it can drive people crazy. The people in this world are also crazy and can drive other people crazy. Yeah. And I think having faith in myself and believing in myself and believing in my spirits and my guides really helps me out in my life, because I don't know. I don't think I would know what I would do if I didn't have that faith. Right. That I would be helped.
I agree on that. Yes, I agree on that. What do you think is the first step to awakening your heart?
The first step to awakening your heart is to be open.
Very good. Good answer. This next one, I just love this question because I get so many different answers.
Okay.
So if you had an opportunity to create a billboard that the entire world would see, what would it say?
Love yourself and love each other. I think there's a lot of hate in this world right now. And we see that with the whole pandemic. We see that with the whole Black Lives Matter. In the beginning of our whole session, I said that love is the most highest vibration in this universe, and it's true, because love is what rules this planet. And if we have enough love in this world, we'll be able to communicate, we'll be able to solve problems more easily. I mean, to me, that's the whole reason why Jesus was crucified, is because to me, he was trying to promote free love. He was trying to basically tell people that you can love God, and you can talk to God, and you don't have to go to church to talk to God. You don't have to, you know, he was trying to spread love, and the Catholic Church basically was not having it, because the Catholic Church was controlling the people. They were in charge of everybody. And with Jesus coming around telling people they didn't have to go to church, that they can love God without having to go to church, and they can love them like, you know, on their own, the Catholic Church was very afraid of that. And that's, you know, he was ahead of his time, spreading mm-hmm. love to people and telling them that you don't need this, you don't need that. Like, you can love yourself, you can love God. You don't need to go to church to do that. So, yeah.
Right on. That was a great answer.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I am going to tie this up. I had such a beautiful time with you.
Thank you. Me too.
I would like you to give my listeners how they can get in touch with you. What all your little everythings.
Okay. Well, people can follow me on Instagram. My handle is divine_mystical_healer. That's where you can find me on Instagram. You can also email me at divinemysticalhealer@gmail.com. And that's also on my IG page. I might be working at this crystal store, which they will be having a holistic center downstairs, but nothing is set in stone yet. Okay. So once that is confirmed, I will have that on my IG page. And people, if you're in the New York City area, you can come there and get healings with me. I can also do remote healings and remote readings. So we can do FaceTime and I can do healings, remote healings, as well as readings for people. And if that's something that people are interested in, they could just email me at my email at divinemysticalhealer.
Right. Or DM you and follow you on Instagram and
yes,
get back to them. Okay. Yes. Right on. Thank you so much. Leslie, this has just been a beautiful, beautiful hour and so that I spent with you. I really have had a great time. You've taught me a lot in this very little bit of time. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me. This is really fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I love being able to talk about the things that I love to do.
Yeah. You can see it. You can, the way you speak, the way you it just shines. You just radiate it. So
right thank on. You so much.
You're so very welcome. I'm definitely going to stay in touch with you and, you know, perhaps, you know, whatever happens, you get a shop, whatever, maybe I'll, you know, check in on you and in a little bit and see how you're doing and bring you on maybe in 6 months and say, hey, what's, you know, and remind my listeners what an amazing person you are.
So, thank you so much. Yes. So I mean, I would love that. There's so many topics that I could talk about, like spiritual stuff. Yeah. So if anytime you ever need somebody to go on
your have a whole like artillery of stuff you can say. So I'm like, okay.
I could go on forever.
Yeah. but it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a beautiful day.